This is Sherry Punjab Radio, AM 600, Vancouver.
ਫਿਰ ਪੁਲੇਵਰ ਹੋਣਾ ਦਾ ਕੰਜ਼ਰਵੇਟਿਵ ਪਾਰਟੀ ਆਫ ਕੈਨੇਡਾ ਦਾ ਲੀਡਰ ਬਣਨਾ ਔਰ ਬਹੁਤ ਧੜੱਲੇ ਨਾਲ ਬਣਨਾ ਕੀ ਮਾਇਨਾ ਹੈਗਾ? ਵਟ ਡਜ਼ ਇਟ ਮੀਨ ਵੈਨ ਵੀ ਸੀ ਦੈਟ ਮਿਸਟਰ ਪੁਲੇਵਰ ਹੈਜ਼ ਵੌਨ ਦਿਸ ਲੀਡਰਸ਼ਿਪ ਇਲੈਕਸ਼ਨ ਵਿਦ ਅ ਥੰਪਿੰਗ ਮੈਜੋਰਿਟੀ 70% ਵੋਟਸ ਹੀ ਗਾਟ ਐਂਡ ਵਟ ਡਜ਼ ਇਟ ਮੀਨ ਦੋ ਈਵਨ ਦੋ ਦ ਫੈਡਰਲ ਇਲੈਕਸ਼ਨ ਇਜ਼ ਨਾਟ ਵੈਰੀ ਕਲੋਜ਼ ਬਟ ਇਟਸ ਨਾਟ ਫਾਰ ਈਦਰ ਐਨੀਥਿੰਗ ਕੈਨ ਹੈਪਨ ਐਨੀ ਟਾਈਮ ਪੋਲੀਟਿਕਸ ਇਜ਼ ਵੈਰੀ ਅਨਪ੍ਰਡਿਕਟੇਬਲ ਨਾਓਡੇਜ਼ ਸੋ ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ਅ ਵੈਰੀ ਰਿਸਪੈਕਟੇਬਲ ਆਨਰੇਬਲ ਮੈਂਬਰ ਆਫ ਪਾਰਲੀਮੈਂਟ ਕੈਰੀ ਲਿਨ ਫਿਨਲੇ ਵਿਦ ਅਸ ਲੈਟਸ ਫਾਈਂਡ ਆਊਟ ਵਟ ਸ਼ੀ ਹੈਜ਼ ਟੂ ਸੇ ਔਨ ਦਿਸ ਵਿਨ ਐਂਡ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਦ ਚੈਲੇਂਜ ਦੈਟ ਦਿਸ ਵਿਨ ਹੈਜ਼ ਪੋਜ਼ ਟੂ ਦ ਟਰੂਡੋ ਲਿਬਰਲਸ ਹੈਲੋ ਸਤਿ ਸ਼੍ਰੀ ਅਕਾਲ ਵੈਲਕਮ ਟੂ ਦ ਪ੍ਰੋਗਰਾਮ Kerry,
Sachikal ji. Hello, Jasper. How are you?
Very good. So I'm pretty sure that you must be very, very happy. And are you in a better position to explain that how will it affect the federal scenario, federal political scene?
Of course, I am very pleased. It was a great result for Pierre Poilievre. I was his co-chair of his campaign in British Columbia. So I'm very satisfied. We sold over 50,000 new memberships in BC, and we raised $1.6 million for the campaign. So feel very good about that. He won on the vote every riding west of Rosedale in Ontario. Out of 338 ridings, he won 330. So even in Quebec, where his nearest challenger, Mr. Charest, was once the premier there, he won it handily. And what does it mean for the future? You said quite properly that in a minority government, one actually never knows when the next election will be. It could be next year, it could be in 3 years, so we really don't know. But I believe this massive win and the large rallies and that Pierre has been holding right across the country and the kinds of people coming out to those rallies, many never politically involved before, young people, elderly, everyone in between, so enthusiastic for his message. And his message is that we need to go from hurt to hope in Canada, that people are struggling with inflation, with ever-increasing taxes, with too much red tape to make small businesses profitable. We're trying to climb out of the COVID restrictions, and we seem to be doing it slowly and faltingly. And we have other issues in Canada. We've had increase in violence in a lot of communities across the country, like we saw a Toronto police officer was killed today, unfortunately. And we saw the stabbings of many people in Saskatchewan just recently. We know that we have violence issues and gang issues in Surrey, for instance, in particular, and we need to do something about it. There's many messages that have had big cheers at the rallies, such as freedom of speech on campuses for faculty and students, and streamlining foreign credentials so that new Canadians coming here can more quickly get to their preferred areas of either profession, if they're a doctor, or their trade, say they're an electrician like my dad was, that sort of thing. So there's a lot of excitement to basically make government smaller and Canadian citizens bigger.
Nobody can deny, nobody can say anything otherwise that he deserves a big applause. He deserves appreciation the way he won this election. But the Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, is criticizing already after congratulating him that that there are certain things that you can't accept. Him being an anti-vaxxer, first of all. Him being a little bit, the things he said in the past that are not digestible. And There's so many other things that he said today that let's not believe him. Let's not get fascinated by this win. Not his words exactly, but I'm trying to translate what he was trying to say.
Well, Justin Trudeau is Pierre Poilievre's political opponent. And it is our job to remove Justin Trudeau and the Trudeau Liberals from office. We believe they've taken the country in the wrong direction. They've left us with 40-year high inflation because they don't pay attention to their own spending. They have divided Canadians and made what we actually thought were divisions that had long ago healed. They've brought them back again to the surface and emphasized them and tried to pit one province against another, one Canadian against another. And they are soft on crime. They continue to make it easier and easier for those who do violence to, for instance, serve their sentence with house arrest instead of any jail time. For victims, they feel abandoned by this government. And they continue to spend and spend as though there is no limit on spending. And what we're saying is really common sense, and what Mr. Poilievre is saying is that government should run the finances of the nation like you, me, everyone else has to run their household finances. If you want to spend an extra dollar somewhere and you have no room for that, then you have to stop spending a dollar somewhere else. You have to be responsible in order to educate your children, in order to move forward in life. And it's aspirational people who hear our message loud and clear. That is, people who want to work hard and see the rewards for their hard work, who want to own a house someday, who want to be able to give their children a good education, the things that they should believe they can do. And as Canadians and in Canada, we've always said previously, our next generation is going to be better off than this one. And we can't say that right now in Trudeau's Canada.
But Carrie, how would you justify when he says that Bank of Canada governors should be fired, and when he says that carbon tax is not a good thing, it should be totally, either we should freeze it or it should be stopped altogether. So that is hard to digest.
I don't know why it's hard to digest. It's maybe hard to digest for Liberals. But when it comes to the carbon tax, for instance, despite the fact that the Trudeau government is going to triple the carbon tax at a time when we're at 40-year high inflation rates, this is punishing for people and unreasonable. They're asking farmers to cut back one-third on their fertilizer because they're attacking nitrogen, which was never part of the overall climate plan before. They said they were going to plant 1 billion trees. They didn't plant one. Then they said they were going to plant 2 billion trees. They haven't planted one. The reason they want to triple the carbon tax is that all the carbon taxes they've put in place already haven't worked. They have not reduced our carbon emissions. What they should be looking to is Canadian technology, much of which is already developed. They should be to reduce our waste, to convert things like plastic waste. We have 89% of plastics in our landfills, and yet we have the technology in Canada to convert that to methane and make it usable. We could deal with that within Canada with Canadian technology, and we could start tomorrow. But they're not, because they want the problem, it seems, to remain in order to justify some of their radical policies. So, of course, we want a clean earth, a green earth, clean water, and clean air to breathe. But we want to see results, not just signaling that they're going to do something and see that it doesn't work. And I'm sorry, you gave another example. It was Environment, and what was the other thing you mentioned?
The Bank of Canada governor should be fired. That was kind of odd.
Okay, so Bank of Canada actually has a mandate to keep inflation at 2%. And what he's saying, and even the Bank of Canada said, it's legitimate to criticize us. We should be criticized if we do not do the job we're here to do. The Bank of Canada went along with extra spending by the government, not just the kind of spending that was needed to help people during COVID lockdowns, but their huge spending beforehand, as though there could never be a downturn, then huge spending through the downturn, but also on extras, on all the time on extras, and they're still doing it. I don't know if you saw the headlines, but there were some news headlines today saying, well, now that Pierre Poilievre is the leader of the Conservative Party, the Liberals are suddenly talking about bringing in things to tackle inflation. Well, up until June, when Parliament broke for the summer recess, the Liberals were telling us there was absolutely nothing they could do about inflation. It wasn't in their hands. It was a global phenomenon. Nothing they could do about it. Now, when they get a leader of the Conservative Party who's not afraid to tell the truth to Canadians and isn't afraid to fight for Canadians, they're saying, oh, I guess we better come up with some policies to try and reduce inflation. They have not been serious, and because they haven't been serious financially and because the Bank of Canada did not stand up and rein that in at all, we now have record inflation, which will probably go higher by the next time I chat with you. So this is unacceptable. It's eating into people's paychecks.
So anything in the closing I didn't ask, but you want to say anyways?
I just want to say that I'm very optimistic going forward. I think that when I see the rallies, I've seen 1,500 people turning up in Nanaimo and Sydney and 3,000 in East Vancouver. When I see that in places where we don't even have right now Conservative MPs, I know that people want to hear what Pierre has to say. And one of the criticisms Justin Trudeau gave today was that he's proposing simplistic solutions to complex problems. That's not true. What he's doing is he's speaking plainly about complex issues so that the average Canadian can understand how it can be improved, how we can move forward, and how we can return hope. Canadians.
Great. Thank you very much for your time today. Thank you.
Wonderful chat with you, Jasper. Take care.
Thank you, Carrie Lynn Finlay Honey, Member of Parliament, Kalbat Karisan.
This is Sherry Punjab Radio, AM 600, Vancouver.